and welcome to a Dialect Radio special, where we take you to the streets of Bolton for a report on last week's violent demonstration and confrontation between the UAF and the EDL, that is, Unite Against Fascism and the English Defence League. Our Anthea Page, our reporter, our intrepid reporter no less, travelled up to Bolton and recorded the events up there, and she's with me in the studio to chat about them now. Hello.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about how you found out about this march and what caused you to go up there.
Well, I went to a talk at the Queue by one of the people who fought against Mosley in the 1940s.
Right.
And I met this lady there called Linda from the UAF, and she said, we're going on a coach to Bolton. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I might get a few interviews. So I thought I'd just tag along and see what happened.
Okay. What was the atmosphere like on the coach on the way up? Was there quite a fighting spirit on the way up?
There's quite a fighting spirit, and we got asked if we wanted to buy the socialist worker, so I coughed up for that. And then we got to the services, and then at the services there was a minibus from Wales with some sort of thuggy types pouring out of it, and they were wearing black hoodies with a white cross on the back.
Okay.
And that was a bit scary. So that was like an indication of what was going to happen in Bolton, as it were.
Okay.
So we went on our merry way, and as we drew into Bolton, then we had a little talk on the coach. Well, one of the people on the coach came up to me and she said, you know, you're not dressed for a demo. I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, you've got a skirt and boots on. I said, well, what's wrong with that? She said, well, we've got jeans and trainers on. I said, why? She said, well, in case you have to run away. And I thought, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm doing on this coach.
Okay,
I
was so getting like... You weren't quite sure what you'd let yourself in for.
Then we got sort of put into groups of six with a leader, a steward, in case we got arrested. Well, right. I was getting really twitchy at this point.
Right.
And then as we got to Bolton, the police wouldn't let us park near the square, Victoria Square, where the demo was going to take place.
Probably just as well, because it might get you in this match anyway.
Yeah, so we were all put in this special coach park just off the city centre, all the coaches together, and they were organising like football matches. So all the coaches came in together.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knew where the coaches were. Then they would all depart at a certain time. And if people weren't back on the coaches, that was it. The police were going to make more go, you know, when they decided, basically.
Right.
So I thought, oh, I'd better make sure I'm back on the coach. So everyone swapped mobile numbers.
Okay, so the action itself, so to speak, the big confrontation. I mean, the English Defence League initially kicked off and decided they're going to do a march. And the UAF sort of found out about this and then sort of tagged on.
No, I think it was the UAF were going to stage it and then the EDL were going to try and interrupt it. I'm not an expert, but I think that was the other way round.
Okay.
You know, it's the other way round. Because there were 4,500 to 5,000 UAF and about 1,000 EDL. But the newspapers reported it, or the BBC reported it the other way round, which is interesting.
Okay, right. Well, shall we hear a little bit of a snippet from last Saturday's demo? This is your recording.
Yeah, this is when I first get to the square, because when we all went off in a crocodile into the town centre, and then the people on the coach, they were blocking or protecting one small street.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to get into the main area. Excuse me. So I went down into the safe area with the press.
Okay.
And this is where I arrive at the safe area. Well, the demonstration's hotting up now. As you can see, there's a lot of chanting going on. There's a cordon of police facing the demonstrators. This is the Unite Against Fascism group, and they're expecting a strong contingent from the EDL. Well, we're moving away from the front of the demo. They're expecting 5,000 people here today in Victoria Square, the hot spot of fascism. And I'm moving down to the safe area, which is in the square. There's overhead helicopter. Is this the safe area?
The only reason we're keeping this area clear is so we can bring things in, and we've got like a sterile area, so there's nothing to worry about.
Well, I'm in the middle of the square. I'm in the safe area, thank God. Excuse me, are you the press?
We are. Yeah.
Where are you from?
Various places. Manchester.
Ooh, London.
London? So where are you from?
I'm from Manchester.
What, press or TV, radio?
What, independent.
Independent radio?
Independent, and I sell to the press.
Oh, I see. So what are this? These are all the riot police, are they?
Yeah.
Do you feel safe in this bit?
Yes. I mean, you're all right on this side, basically. Just I would be a little bit more sceptical about going to the other side, though, when they arrive, because it can get sometimes pretty hairy. But the police seem to have quite a lot of it in control here, so...
Yeah. I believe that the main speaker's been arrested.
Well, you're better informed than I am.
No, on the coach, we were told that the main organiser for the UAF has been arrested.
I don't know about that. Best of luck, and I hope everything goes well for you today.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Bertie Lewis.
And you've got a load of medals on you.
For the Second World War.
And what were they for?
The main one for, I was in Bomber Command flying over Germany during the war, bombing Berlin and places like that. And I feel that if I didn't come here to demonstrate here, and as well as standing on the square every week with this banner, I wasted my time during the war. I fought and risked my neck for nothing. So I'm doing something about it by carrying on the same struggle against something that may happen again, and I must try to stop it. That's why I'm here. After all, what happens in Germany? After the First World War, they built all this marching around and militarization. Well, I want to try to stop that too. That we don't want that to happen here. That's why I'm here.
Is this a hot spot, Bolton? Why pick Bolton today?
I live here.
No, but I mean, is Bolton a well-known hot spot for the EDL?
Well, the only time I really hear in the national newspapers when this was advertised by the Morning Star, the communist newspaper in the morning, which I get.
Are you expecting any trouble today?
No, everything's going to be all right. The trouble was when I almost knocked over, I thought I was gone. I was completely out of control. My head was headed for that at full speed for that hard stone. And luckily hit a guy in the leg or something and broke the fall. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here now.
Why are they cheering?
No.
Okay. Well, the place is hotting up now. Can we go over there or not?
You can go through, yeah. But you can't come out again until after the meeting.
Oh. Is it dangerous in there?
Well, if you were asking me, I'd say I wouldn't go in there.
Well, there's a riot police moving over there now. Excuse me, why are you here today?
Yes.
Yeah, why?
Oh, because I'm against fascism, basically.
Do you live in Bolton?
No, I've come from Glossop.
Glossop? That's a long way.
No, not too bad. Into Manchester, Piccadilly, then out to Bolton.
And what do you think is going to happen? Do you think it's going to get very aggressive today?
It has been aggressive already, and I think it may well get aggressive again.
Are you frightened?
A little bit. Not terribly frightened.
Do you think the police can contain it?
I don't think they can, from what I've seen. And I think the police have behaved badly as well.
In what way?
They were pushing forward and hitting people before.
Really?
Yes, yeah, for no reason. Well, no apparent reason to me, anyway.
Have the EDL arrived yet?
Yes, right on the other side of the square. And there's a barrier between this side of the square and the next side.
So what is the whole point of this?
To show solidarity of people against any rise in racism or fascism. Because we don't want the Holocaust again.
Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm retired. I used to work as an art therapist for the NHS. And I do my own painting now. Well, I've always done my own painting. I've got a small studio in Manchester. Where I live, it's near Glossop. It's beautiful countryside. But also I've got good access to Manchester as well.
And do you belong to the UAF?
No, but I think I need to join. I think I will join.
So is it bad in the north? Because I'm up from Bristol.
Are you?
We don't get any of this down there.
I think it's bad in the north because there are more Asian and Jewish communities up here. There's a large ethnic minority up here. In fact, my partner is doing research on the mental health needs of ethnic minorities in the northwest. At Liverpool University, she's very keen on helping people like that. I do belong to Amnesty.
Is it affecting people then from ethnic origins, all this fascism and hatred?
I don't know to what extent it is affecting them, but trying to put myself in their shoes, I'd feel afraid walking the street. I'd be very nervous.
Do they get attacked regularly?
I'm not sure. But I think if...
What happens if that lot surges forward?
The crowd in the square, you mean? I don't know. This is the first demonstration I've been on since... This type of demonstration, that's the one I went on, was about 1975, when I was a student. I went on a demonstration with my partner a couple of years ago. You know, there's a base in the south of England where they build spares for Trident missiles, and we surrounded the base. But it was a very, very peaceful demonstration. Lovely.
This is just seems like for troublemakers.
Yes.
Hello, what are you doing here today?
Opposing the fascists.
Do you live in Bolton?
No, Leeds.
And you've come all this way to demonstrate?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
I'm a legal observer.
Oh, for what?
For the UAF demonstration.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's that? Is that a radio station?
No. UAF is the United Against Fascism demonstration.
Oh, right.
So I'm acting as a legal observer.
What does that mean? What, if people get arrested unfairly?
I'm with a group of people monitoring the police activities, advising people of their rights, checking if people, when they're arrested, if they've been arrested properly, they know their rights, if they've got a solicitor to call. That's my role here today.
Hello, I'm from Bristol Community Radio. What are you doing here today?
We are part of Bolton Against Racism. This is members of Bolton Against Racism and the Clarion Choir, and we're singing for peace, and we're singing for one Bolton and a united Bolton with all faiths and all peoples together.
So would you be able to sing a song for Bristol?
Yes.
We are one Bolton. Okay, ready?
We are one Bolton, standing together. We are one Bolton, together unite. We are one.
Well, that was a recording from last Saturday's demo, courtesy of our Anthea Page, of sort of the beginning of the day. Now for a song about Nick Griffin.
Here comes Nicholas, fiddle in hand.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Into a world that he can't understand.
Dance, idiot, dance.
You can't keep pace with the master race. His feet are going all over the place. He can't see his moves cause there's egg on his face.
Dance, idiot, dance.
His body's as stiff as a cold lasagna.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Cause all he knows is Rule Britannia.
Dance, idiot, dance.
His rhythm's so bad that we're supposing maybe it's cause his legs are frozen. Shouldn't be wearing lederhosen.
Dance, idiot, dance.
In his eye.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Arms akimbo, slapping his thigh.
Dance, idiot, dance.
He wrinkles his snout at a likely wench. We've censored her answer and pardoned her French. It's hard for your average ubermensch.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Old Nicholas got up today.
Dance, idiot, dance.
To Cecil Sharp House he made his way.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Wore his uniform just to impress, and said this must be the place, I guess, for joining the EFDSS.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Okay, so we heard a recording of sort of the opening sort of part of the day, if you like. You went down to where some of the press were and recorded some of the early events there. What happened next?
Well, in the next bit, you're going to hear how the action accelerated, as it were. The tension was rising, but it wasn't, you know, there was a lot of people standing there quite peaceably mm-hmm. in the square. They were just chanting, basically, with banners. And there was a cordon of police in yellow horse skins. And it was all quite peaceful.
Right.
And I had no problem with the police at all. They were very polite, very helpful.
So the main march occurred at this point?
Well, they weren't marching. They were just demonstrating.
Right.
But there was, apparently, there was the EDL at the other end and there was a barrier in between the two
right.
to stop the two sides from colliding. But what they were doing was the whole of the square was cordoned off by police. So, and then people were going into the square. They were being allowed in, but they weren't allowed out. And that was the most scary thing, because they were just packing the square with more and more people and trapping them by the police.
Right.
So there was no escape. That's why I didn't go in there, because I thought, if I get in, I can't get out again. So I decided to stay in the safe area.
Why do you think they chose that tactic? That seems a bit of a strange tactic.
I don't know. It's the first demo I've been to, and I was quite
amazed. Because if you put too many rats in a cage, they start fighting, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. And I thought, and you'll hear this on the next recording, I thought the safe bit would be with the choir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's the third recording we're going to hear. I mainly stuck with the choir because they were like little old ladies, and I was quite amazed by their bravery, actually.
Okay.
Because it was a very, very scary situation. You could just tell
mm-hmm.
It could erupt at any point. So should we hear the next bit now, and then yeah. you'll understand what I'm talking about?
This next feature is the start of the demonstration. OK, so, yeah, let's hear that piece now.
One Bolton, together unite. We are one Bolton. Colours of the rainbow, black and white. We are one Bolton, together unite. We are one Bolton. Colours of the rainbow, black and white. We are one Bolton, together unite.
Why are you here today?
I'm here to support the people who are against EDL.
Have you had any problems with EDL?
Not personally, not myself. I haven't experienced any problems, but I'm sure they do cause problems.
And are you frightened of people like the EDL?
Not really, no.
No?
Nope.
Are you a student?
Yeah, I'm a student from Blackburn.
Why are you here today?
Just protest.
Do you live in Bolton?
Yeah, we live in Bolton, yeah.
Batter's watcher.
We don't
Can you tell me why you're here today?
Basically,
can you just say your name?
Okay, my name's Yaya, and I hate fascism, and I hate racism, and that's the reason why I'm here, to protest against racism, fascism, and the incitement of hatred.
Is it a bad situation up here or not?
Well, I'm not sure. I think it's early stages to make a judgment. But, I mean, first sight is probably, no, it's not. Doesn't look good, you know, what's happening. But, like I said, it's early stages. And hopefully there's some peace.
Have you ever been threatened?
Not at the moment, no. I mean, try to keep away from...
What about you?
Just the same, yeah, just come to stand against the fascists.
Are you from Bolton?
No, from Liverpool.
Basically, we've got to fight the fascists. Yeah. We don't want to return the 1930s when the Nazis got to power. You've got the BNP are involved in the EDL. They tried to say they're not. But the people trying to just, for example, the BNP said they're a legal party. Hitler's was a legal party. The EDL now are like the stormtroopers that Hitler had in the 1930s. If we don't get out in force and stop them, they're just going to repeat history all over again. And we've got to have a united front. We've got socialists, we've got trade unionists, we've got environmentalists, we've got people all over who are committed to fighting fascism. And the police today in Bolton are actually protecting the fascists. There's a police dog actually ripped a chunk out of somebody's arm. And that is what is actually happening in this country today. The police are protecting the fascists, and we are trying to stop fascism happening. The police are attacking the good guys here. They've arrested the two leaders of United Against Fascism, who are peaceful people. They've arrested them. People have come here in a peaceful protest to stop fascism happening again. The police have been surrounding us with police dogs. They've been attacking people. And if you look around you, I mean, you're a witness here. You look around you, you've got the riot police, you've got the mounted police, and they've been trying to intimidate anti-fascists. And I'm encouraging anybody who's listening to actually make sure you come next time. In Stoke, 1,200 EDL people rampaged. They attacked Asian businesses, Asian people, and the people who came out and attacked them, and defended them, they attacked them as well. So every anti-fascist, as everyone who believes in democracy in this country, has got to come to Dudley. I'll go to Dudley on the 4th of April to stop the EDL then.
Why have they chosen
the EDL? Well, the EDL plan to come here, so we've come to EDL, we've come to Bolton to stop them, basically.
Why Bolton? Why not Manchester? Why not Liverpool? Why?
Go on, you talk.
No, they have been to other places already, haven't they? I don't think they're picking out Bolton specifically. They just go to a number of towns where there may be some like small levels of unrest, and they just feed on people's fears.
Oh, so they've been to Manchester, haven't they?
Yes, been to Manchester, haven't they? You went to Manchester, didn't you? They've been to Stoke.
Yeah, no, so this in Leeds in October as well.
Yeah.
I think basically they're trying to attack. For example, I was in Leeds in October, and Leeds is a multicultural city, and people are proud to live in a multiracial, multicultural city, because this country has always been multiracial. And the fact is, what the EDL and the BNP want to do, they want to intimidate other groups, and they will go to stir up racial hatred in other areas. But the mass of the working class, racism divides the working class anyway. You know, racism is sick, fascism is evil, and everyone's got to get to Dudley on the 4th of April to stop it happening again. If we don't stop them now, it's going to be like the 1930s all over again. Socialists, trade unionists, Jews, Muslims, homosexuals, all these people are going to be eliminated. So we've got to be there to stop them.
Do you think this is a thing of the north of the country more than the south? Do you think people in the south don't realise what's going on in the north?
The people from the south have come up as well. We've got coaches from London, we've got coaches from the southwest.
I've come from Bristol, but there weren't many people on the coach. What I'm saying is, do you think people in the south are aware of the problem that's growing?
Yeah, I think so. I think what it is, maybe it's the distance, but the thing is, because it's getting more and more crucial, I think when people see on the news and people actually realise how evil the EDL are, and the links between the EDL and the BNP, and the only problem, one problem we have is the media. The media are always, if you look at, for example, the Daily Mail, the Sun, the Daily Express, they manage to sell newspapers if they have the word asylum seeker or refugee on the front, and they are disgusting. And it's like that, and the politicians, when they talk about immigration, they are feeding the BNP lies and the EDL, and people have got to be clear about what side they're on. And we're on the side of a working class, which is black, white, united. And another thing, the BNP are actually hostile to women. You know, they actually want to turn the clock back. You know, I mean, if you're a woman, if you're black, white, if you're a socialist, they're going to eliminate most of us if the Nazis get to power again. So wherever you live, I just encourage people to get to Dudley on the 4th of April. You can fight. I lived in Torbay, Torquay. I thought it was a real racist area. We smashed the fascists in 2004 there. They had a BNP candidate standing. And I thought, oh, no, it's a real racist area. It'll be difficult. United Against Fascism had just been formed a bit before that. But we organised. We had trade unions. We had school kids. We had hippies. Everybody joining. And we actually smashed the BNP. They got fewer votes than they expected. The next time there's a by-election in Torquay, they didn't stand. We smashed them. So people getting together to organise, say, no faster arms. People have been shouting today. Never again. We don't see Auschwitz ever again. No. So wherever people live, whether it's Bristol, whether it's Dundee, whether it's Essex, wherever, to just get to the demonstration if they can.
So, do you think a lot of people, though, think, oh, it's only a small group, it isn't going to affect anything, so they don't get involved?
Possibly they might do, because when people read the right-wing press, even on the Channel 4 news, the press is actually... Yeah, I mean, it's biased. The media is so biased.
What about the BBC?
The BBC? Well, the BBC invited Nick Griffin onto Question Time. What do you expect? The BBC is disgusting. To actually invite a Nazi onto Question Time, people say he made a fool of himself. Yeah, because he's a fool, but they still give him airtime. You wouldn't give... If you got.
Can you say that was being fair, giving people of every belief a voice?
Okay. Nick Griffin has got convictions for Holocaust denial. Most of the people in his party have got convictions for assault, for racial assault. It's like, for example, if somebody just goes out and gets drunk one night and attacks somebody, it's like just giving them a platform on the Question Time. And I was discussing to reading the Guardian newspaper last Saturday. There was actually one of the Guardian reporters went to talk to Margaret Hodge, who is okay, but Margaret Hodge is part of United Against Fashion, the leader of Barking, so the MP for Barking. But they also spoke to Nick Griffin, and he went to Richard Barnbrook's home. This is a Guardian writer. So even the Guardian has let us down. So we say no platform for racists, no platform for fascists. We have to fight the BNP in the election. We have to say, vote for anybody except do not vote BNP. You've got to, everyone must vote to stop the BNP getting in. But every time the EDL get on the streets, we have to be there to stop them.
Do you think it's hotting up because there is going to be a general election? Well, I've just had to move pretty quickly. There was a surge there. There's a bit of a riot going on at the moment. The riot police are moving in. So I'm going to get with the choir. Give me a song sheet quick. I've joined the choir. They look safe as hell. They're singing a song of peace at the moment. Oh my God, I've never seen anything like this. There's a huge, the police are pushing people back. It's kicking off now.
Arrested people they wanted to arrest from the last demonstration. They had pictures and they targeted people.
Well, we're going to play the last interview on the demonstration in Victoria Square, where the event went to turn quite violent. Back to Anthea for this one. So up till now, it seems to have been relatively peaceful, and you were stood with the choir.
Yeah, and I was sort of interviewing various people who were standing around. And then I was standing there with the choir, and then suddenly, and you'll hear on the recording, these three big policemen came from nowhere. I think something was about to happen, that the police had decided that they were going to move or do something to stir it up a bit, because suddenly three policemen, this is what I think, I mean, you know, I have no idea because I haven't been to one of these before, but three policemen suddenly appeared with three large Alsatians, and the Alsatians were straining on the lead, can you imagine? Mm-hmm. And they stood like in a line by the choir, and they were shouting at us to get back, or otherwise we'd get bitten or get hurt. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, behind me, the riot police closed in with the ordinary police, and they started pushing into the crowd. And then
So you're being told to get back, and you're being pushed forward.
Well, we're being pushed back, but then we were being pushed back against the riot police, who were also pushing the crowd into the square.
Right.
So they were causing this crush in the square. And then next minute, I just saw these people. They were being arrested and brought out.
Okay. So what apart from the police, I mean, what were the members of the UAF and the EDL sort of getting up to at this stage? I mean, were they just shouting at each other or causing fights? Or
I didn't see any fighting between the two of them. They were just standing there chanting. All I know is that the police decided they were going to do something, and that's when the arrest started.
Mm. So you think there might have been a bit of an overreaction there, possibly, by the police?
Well, I don't know. I was just quite amazed, but on the recording you'll hear what other people saw. Yeah. And their reaction.
Okay, let's hear that now.
There's a huge, the police are pushing people back. It's kicking off now. This is turning quite nasty. The police are pushing into the crowd with the riot squad. Everything's being moved. The press are taking photos.
It's silly. I wish people wouldn't fight the wrong target.
Sorry?
No, the EDL are over there.
Well, I just heard that the police are quite...
Yeah, they are. But if they all turn round, they just let these people in. I've heard them talking. They want to let them in, but not with all this going on.
So, are you from Bolton?
Yeah.
Do you get fight coming to these dudes?
No.
What, because you're with the choir?
No, because I've been doing it 30 years, I suppose. I have to keep myself safe.
Oh,
but what's happened?
What do you recommend, then? Stay with you? And
no, I think a lot of people from out of town have actually just come for a fight and trouble. We didn't want the UAF involved in any of this. We didn't want support. We wanted to handle it ourselves.
Well, who's we?
Bolton Against Racism.
So do you think when the UAF get involved, there's more problems?
I do, yeah.
What, the incite?
Because the police have already arrested people they wanted to arrest from the last demonstration. They had pictures and they targeted people.
Do you think it's safe behind the toilets?
It might be.
Oh, there's dogs there. There's a policeman with a great Alsatian. Three Alsatians coming now. I'm going to get with the choir. There's the dogs now. They're frightening people with the dogs. They're telling people to get back or else they get bitten. There's someone being arrested by the right. I'm staying with the old ladies.
Yeah.
We are marching against the EDL. We are marching against the EDL. We are marching against the EDL.
Right, the legal advisor's been pushed back by the police. He's not allowed to talk to a person who's been arrested. The lady with a broken nose. Another one being arrested. They're picking him off like. Now, these people have been injured. I've just seen someone pushed back by the police. The police are getting quite aggressive now. We are hemmed in by dogs and the police. In this situation before?
Nope.
Are you frightened?
Well, you're tense and you want to show that you are standing up against these violent, nasty fascist people.
Excuse me, how old are you?
17.
And what are you doing here? Aren't you frightened you're going to get knocked over, injured?
Well, I'm a bit scared, but it's worth it.
Are you scared of the dogs?
Yes, I am scared of the dogs.
Why have they brought dogs against the choir?
I don't know. You better ask them. You said, why have they brought dogs against the choir? I said, you better
well,
ask
them. Well, they haven't. It's not the
Sorry?
Choir. It's not the choir. It's against the...
They're taking people out, arresting them, that are on the anti-fascist side. And they're dogs here. So they can get them through here while they're arresting them. That's what they're doing. We just took two people were coshed by the police. Coshed by the police were in the middle.
Why were they coshed?
Two young men. They were in the middle somewhere, I don't know, but they said that's what had happened to them. And so I was very concerned, so I waited with them saying, have you called the ambulance? They said, there's no St John's ambulance here. They had to wait half an hour for the ambulance to come. First of all, a police medic came. And then when the paramedics eventually came, they wouldn't tell us which hospital they were taking them to so that their friends could go with them to hospital. And in the end, they took them to Fairfield, which is miles away.
So how does one get out of here now if I wanted to get out and escape? Go over there?
Seriously? Go over that way, go out. No, they're trying to bring all their arrests through here, so... Where are you from?
Bristol.
From a
local radio station.
Right.
I want to get out now. I've done my interviews.
You won't be able to get out for a minute because they will let you out through here, but not at the minute while they're doing this.
Okay. Well, and why you're here today?
Because I don't want the EDL in my town. I'm from Bolton, this is where I live, and I don't want them here. But I also don't want any trouble, so that's why I'm keeping on the edges.
So are you shocked by what you've seen today?
I'm shocked by the police attitude, yes, absolutely.
In what way?
They've just been very heavy-handed. Lots of pushing, shoving, using the dogs, moving people, and like they are doing now. We're just stood here and we're being pushed along.
Why do you think they're behaving like this? Is it all getting a bit out of
control? I don't know. If you watch them, they're actually enjoying it. Look, they're looking for trouble. Okay.
Hello, why are you here today?
I'm here to stop the Nazis standing, marching through Bolton. That's why I'm here today. And I'm disappointed that the police are here intimidating. What's the average age of that crowd over there? 60?
It's the choir.
Yes, and do you think it's a good idea that the police should set dogs on the choir?
No, I was with the choir and it got too dangerous.
Absolutely. I'm here because unless we stand up against the fascists, then we'll go back to the 1930s in gas chambers. And the end of trade unions, and the end of rights for women, and the end of votes for all. That's what the Nazis over there are actually standing for, and us over here are standing for a better country, a better world, a more equal society. And to be perfectly honest, the police here are intimidating us, when in actual fact, the people who are here to cause trouble, the Nazis, that's the people the police should be dealing with, not the people over here. It's a disgrace.
Okay. Well, Anthea is here, and we're going to talk about the events that happened in Marks and Spencer's in Bolton.
Well, what happened after the police closed in, you know, the riot police, mm-hmm. and then the dogs, I got quite scared, and I thought, I'm going to get out of here because I don't know how this, you know, I didn't want to get arrested. And I was really scared by the dogs. And so I thought, well, I'll get out of the main area and go down a quiet street. So I went past Marks and Spencer's and I thought, that bastion of safe haven and middle-class suburbia, well, I'll go in there. So I went in there and I went up to the cafeteria on the top floor and I thought, I'll just have a cappuccino and something to eat. Just sat down when all of a sudden there was this almighty noise in the street and someone's looking out the window and a full-scale riot or fight started outside Marks and Spencer's.
Right. And you had a bird's-eye view.
Yeah, well, what happened was it was very small windows on the little square windows and these long ledges. So two of the customers, younger than me, got on the ledges and they were flat out and I passed them my recorder.
Yeah.
And they were recording what was going down on the street.
Oh, wow.
So next minute there was a big announcement in Marks and Spencer's saying, and I was quite scared because I thought they were going to kick us out in the street, but they said no, they were going to put all the staff and the customers together on the top floor and lock it all up. So we were locked inside Marks and Spencer's.
No way, you had a lock-in in Marks and Spencer's, yeah, man. How English
is
that?
You know what was so frustrating? They had a sale on, but we couldn't buy anything.
Oh, curses!
Anyway, so it was quite scary because we didn't know when we'd be able to leave. And also I was on my own and I wanted to go back to the coach. And one of the UAF members said, do not go anywhere on your own. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, how am I going to get back to the coach with all this going on? But anyway, should we just hear this next recording of Marks and Spencer's, the siege of Marks and Spencer's?
The siege of Marks and Spencer's, where they were tormented by the sale but were unable to purchase anything.
Well, I'm on the top floor of Marks and Spencer's. They've closed the shop. The whole thing has got totally out of control. The staff are leaning out the window. There's a battle going on between Asians, young Asians and whites. There's sticks. Can you describe what you're seeing?
I'll pass it over. Don't chop it out.
They're all running round the other side of the building to beat the police, to see each other round the other side of the building because all the police are on this side of the building.
They were separated by police, but now they're running round so they can meet again to fight.
So is this getting dangerous?
It is really bad, I'm worried because our sister's in the middle.
Can you play them?
Oh, yeah, they're all coming this way now.
They've been stopped and they're coming back now.
I've just rang her then and she doesn't know that this is happening.
There was
a man hanging off, a policeman hanging off his horse and the policeman just hit him.
Someone's just being punched in the face.
Oh, by the police?
It's just like a random attack, like that fella just punched him in the face with the hat. A fella with the flat cap on, he's just punched him. He's going back to do it again.
Oh, they're all standing round him and...
Why aren't the police helping him?
The police should help him.
What, is he seriously injured?
No, he's just being punched. He's getting going now, but... One of the EDLs just punched someone in the face, unprovoked, right in the face.
Now he's fighting. Now the policeman's talking, but the police didn't help him. Yeah. And it's just a man on his own. He's run away. Are they following him? He's running away.
Police aren't doing nothing.
No, they're moving their way, but it sounds like really bad around there. It sounds really bad up there. Can you hear it? That's down that side street. That's where the whites and Asians, the young youths, all
frightened to get back the car, yeah.
I'm shaking.
to Jan.
Wait, we won't. We'll have to stay here.
I know. They can't keep us out, can they?
If I was you, I would go to your coach.
Now,
hello.
It's really bad
out there.
Yeah, can you hear it?
Not really. I can't hear it. This is the noise.
There's no taxis today.
I wouldn't vlog. I was waiting. I wouldn't vlog.
How did you get up there?
Sorry about that.
Founder.
She's in the middle. Oh my God! Millions of white men running back here.
EDL.
Yeah, it's the EDL. Yeah. Police in a car now. Pulling up in just an unnamed car, putting riot gear on. See, I think the police are actually overwhelmed. I think the police are... There's not enough.
Can I have your attention, please? This is a security announcement. Could everybody please make their way up in a calm order?
I'm not having the building.
No, you can't. They're all meeting here.
Thank you.
So all the staff and all the customers are coming up to the... Well, I've never been locked in Marks and Spencers before. Well, I don't know if you can hear it. I'm on the top floor of Marks and Spencers. I can see in the windows police running like crazy down the street. This is unbelievable. You can hear the police dogs now. I'm not going to lean out the window because I could fall out the window. What's happened now then?
I think it's quietened now.
It's quietened? What, yeah. Did you see anything?
Nothing.
Well, there you go. That was some amazing live action, courtesy of Antia and two young people leaning right out of a window over a ledge, recording the action and getting a bird's eye shot of the riot outside Marks and Spencer's.
Anyway, what happened then was I decided I was going to go out of town and in a big loop back to the coach, go away from the action. So I did a big loop round and I met an Asian chap who very kindly told me which way to go. And I said, well, how do you feel about this? He said, well, he said, I've got a wife and kids. He said, what am I going to say to the kids? I don't want the kids to think that all English people are like this, because I know they're not. But it's very difficult when you've got children because they keep saying, what's going on? Why is the town like this, you know? Mm. So this was like a heartfelt opinion from a young Asian dad in Bolton.
Okay, so, I mean, did you get any further interviews after that?
Just one with an onlooker who's talking about the effect it had on local businesses closing Bolton for the day.
Okay, let's hear that now.
I've got nothing to say to you, honestly, love.
That's like, what
do you want me to say
though?
It's ridiculous. This whole thing is ridiculous.
Do you live in Bolton?
Yes, I do.
So what do you think about all the police and the riots? And I've never seen anything like it.
Well, police is for protection, yeah? They're doing their jobs, which we can't complain about. But it's just a big thing that why do you let EDL come to Bolton in the first place? Because obviously everybody's losing out. Nobody's gaining anything, are they? Because nobody's going to get, like, everybody in town centre who's got trade, who's got businesses... Obviously, they're going to be losing out today, and this is main day today, Saturday as well. So they're all going to miss out on their trade.
Look, have you ever been personally attacked?
No, never.
Or you know people who've been attacked?
Nobody,
no.
Sorry.
No?
Sorry, no one.
No? Okay.
Never seen anybody attacked or never heard anybody getting attacked.
Thank you. Well, this police horse is getting a bit close, so I think I'm going to shoot off.
Well, fortunately, all the supporters from the UAF who travelled up to Bolton were not hurt, injured or arrested. This was partly because they were stationed down a small street to stop the English Defence League from being able to enter the square. They were not in the main area where most of the trouble, apart from the riot outside Marks and Spencer's, occurred. So who do you think... Well, what was the writing about then? I mean, it certainly seems the police did their best, even if they did slightly overreact, to try and keep the UAF and EDL away from each other. So what are the riotous elements, do you think, from what you could find out?
I have no idea. I mean, it was the whole day was a complete mind-boggling experience because I've never been to one of those
before.
So it's
all kind of blurred into one chaotic mess.
Well, it was very scary. I mean, I've been on demonstrations in Buenos Aires and I've been in one in Paris, but this was far worse than anything I've ever experienced before.
Right. OK, well, let's see what a supporter of the United States Fascism from Bristol had to say.
We're on the coach going back to Bristol now after the rally. Hello, what's your name?
My name's Lisa Umpaming.
Can you tell us what happened today? Were you standing in the rally?
When we were standing in the rally, we were united together by linking arms, and we saw quite a lot of the EDLs pass us, and we basically were chanting against them, and we continued to chant against them until they moved out from the area. There was quite a lot of police people in front of us who didn't really do anything. We just kept on chanting and chanting until all the EDL people left.
Was anyone from the Bristol branch hurt?
No, no one was hurt. We stood together and looked after each other.
Well, anything further to add? I mean, how do you feel about your first march? You know, our Tony Gosling from Dialect Radio, who we do a lot of work with, you know, he's all very seasoned at this kind of thing. But this is your first taster. How did you find it?
I don't know if I'd go again. I think you have to be very careful, keep your wits about you, don't do anything silly, mm-hmm. don't go near the main action, as it were,
yeah.
And just watch out for what's going on around you. And if you think it's getting dodgy, just get out of the way, because there's no point staying there to be...
There's nothing really much to be achieved by being righteous and getting yourself arrested, I suppose.
Or injured, basically. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Anthony Pace, thank you very much, and thank you for putting life and limb at risk and going to Bolton to check that out. Well, that's all for this Dialect Radio special. Thank you very much to Anthony Pace and for all the telephone contributors who didn't ring in, and all the people in Bolton.
Can you do that again? Because should I say about the BNP?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Sorry, are we really
going to
mention telephone contributors?
No, sorry, I just... being a dummy, I just read the script and just thought, oh yes, them do, didn't ring in.
There we
are. Well, that's all we've got time for from this Dialect Radio special. Thank you very much to Anthony Page for putting life and limb at risk, going out there and checking out all the action. Anthea, any last words?
Well, I did ring the BNP today and I told them that I was going to make this special, and would they like to ring in and put their... point of view, because I said, you know, you have been linked to the EDL, and they said, we're nothing to do with them, they're fascist thugs, and they said they definitely ring us this evening, but we haven't heard from them, so we aren't able to present their point of view at all.
Okay, so I mean, every effort has been made in the course of this special to try and bring some element of balance, as the media is sort of responsible for, but we've been unable to sort of fulfil that, just to let you know. Anthony Page, thank you very much.
Thank you.